Well, just one last reminder that the deadline for the Gulf of Mexico Initiative is coming up Thursday, March 1st.
The Gulf of Mexico Initiative is kind of a targeted effort to look at certain watersheds that are highly impaired and hopefully get some important conservation practices on the ground in those watersheds.
Alabama NRCS resource conservationist John Curtis, who says the initiative will deliver up to $50 million nationwide in financial and easement assistance over 3 years in 16 priority watersheds.
Two watersheds in Alabama we're talking about are the Upper Fish River in Baldwin County and then the Perdido Creek and the Canoe Creek watersheds in Escambia County, Alabama.
Curtis says cost share is available to apply conservation practices on forest land, pasture land, and crop land.
All practices are available, but there are certain practices we're promoting this related to like precision agriculture, you know, guidance system for tractors to place nutrients and pesticides, you know, in efficient manners, which is good for the environment, but it also saves the producer money because they're not, you know, spreading nutrients outside the field borders and, you know, waterways where they're not needed on the crop. And, you know, we're looking at livestock exclusion and filter strips, things that promote good conservation on their farm as well.
For those interested, Curtis says,
just go by your local NRCS office and sign up and specify you want to sign up for the Gulf of Mexico Initiative, or GOMI as we like to call it.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.